I'm in school.
Very.
And I've been trying to do my work. Just been playing video games.
I've actually been doing like decently good this year.
Yeah, you actually have been doing really well.
It was either video games or like the podcast stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the
Yep.
I missed 3 assignments.
Nice.
1 class. I got a essay due Tuesday, an outline due tomorrow.
Nice.
And a presentation on Tuesday.
And what have you started on?
I started on the outline. That's it.
Vibes.
We all felt
but,
that.
Okay, but like But I'm taking government. That's what the essay's for. And I've done that essay before because I took it last semester.
Fun.
But that teacher, when we went to online, she was like, "So I'm gonna sit here while y'all read the textbook and ask me if you have questions." And I was like, "This is not my class.
Yeah,
that's not what I signed up for." So I dropped that, and now I'm taking government again, and we had the same essay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find it though.
That sucks.
Fun, but yeah. So what's your life consisted of? Like anything new? Like are you just work?
It
just work.
You.
It just works, going Kaya.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Like nothing. Nothing's come up. Nothing. Like no issues.
Just been chilling. Kai got a new job.
Oh, it's fun.
Oh, really? Where?
At a hotel. She's a receptionist.
Oh,
wow. That's so cool.
She's gonna make more than me now. So now I'm looking for a new job.
You're like
not making any money. But I'm probably only gonna look for bar jobs.
Discount tire. They start at $13 an hour.
Do they have a bar?
Oof. They have drills.
You know Hobby Lobby's paying $17 an hour, minimum wage.
Yeah, but
who?
Hobby Lobby.
Aren't they like? Is it racist or are they like homophobic?
Homophobic.
Yeah, so no, can't do that.
Are they homophobic?
Yep.
Apparently. Never heard of that one.
Yeah, that's why everyone goes and steals from Hobby Lobby because they deserve.
What the fuck? When would this come out? I just knew Chick-fil-A was, but
well, Chick-fil-A's religious.
No, they're homophobic.
I know, but they're religious. If they close on Sundays.
Yeah, but they're still homophobic.
Yeah, it's true. But they're chicken sandwiches, though.
That's what everybody says.
They're like,
protest Chick-fil-A when it's done. They go and get their sandwich.
Literally. They're like, I do not see, but can I have a number one? But yeah, so it's fun.
Have you, I don't want to change the subject real quick, but have you listened to the podcast? Bro, we didn't even do an intro, just realized, but whatever.
It's okay. I did. I was listening to the first one. But then, like, I don't know, I just get distracted. Okay. I have such a hard time with podcasts. Like I'm at, like, you know, like, the Logan Paul podcasts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to those, but I only listen to, like, 5 minutes and I get bored. Because I start doing something, I'm just like, damn it. And I just, like, jump out of it.
Because you can't, like, watch it to keep yourself
in. No, like, you can watch it.
Oh, you can?
Mm-hmm. But, like...
I can't watch it for an hour.
Just, there, like, yeah, people talking. You're
if
like,
it's if it's longer... Okay, I have a rule. If the video is longer than 20 minutes... It has to be, like, really, really good for me to watch it. Or if not, I'm just going to, like, watch a little bit of it. Like, a little bit of it, a little bit of it. Because I just can't just sit down and just watch something. Like, even movies. Like, we can't watch movies.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to cater to the watchers. I want to cater to the listeners.
Does that make sense?
So, like, that way, like, they just go to YouTube, put our podcast, and then open another tab and do their work or whatever they want.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I got all my phone on my computer because it takes up space. But, I go on my phone and I start playing podcasts and I just do my work.
How fun.
Yeah.
Very nice. So you didn't see episode 4?
No.
Damn it.
I saw you doing with your mom.
The third one?
Yeah. What was that about?
What was it about?
Mm-hmm. Was it like all Spanish?
Yeah, it was all Spanish. Except for the beginning. I told people that it's in Spanish, so they don't know Spanish. They don't know Spanish.
What did you talk about in Spanish?
Oh, fuck. What did we talk about?
That's always fun, because, like, it's harder in a different language.
Yeah, I don't remember. We talked about... My mom wanted to talk about how we had to respect the mother and the family and all that stuff, right?
Not the mother.
And,
so weak.
And then, what did we talk about next? And then Amy was saying that she got new shoes.
Nice.
We talked about that a bit. It's a little summary for the English speakers.
Speaking of shoes, my grandma got Crocs.
Oh, yes. We love his grandma. She's just, like,
the best. Yeah. She has been the real one since day one.
so sweet to me. Yeah, everybody else, never. You never want to speak to them.
Speaking of grandparents, I have a project for my sociology class. Uh-huh. It was, when she announced the project, it was so depressing.
Oh.
Because you had to interview grandparents from both sides, both grandparents, so grandfather and grandmother.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, not even.
Everybody's dead.
Oh, God.
And so, you know, like, she finishes her thing, and someone's was like, so, my grandma's dead?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone else, like, felt that one.
Yeah, and
my grandma actually died last week.
And then someone was like, okay, and she was like, okay, then, like, you know, interview your aunt or something, right? And then she was like, I want, at some point, she was like, I want your granddaughter, or your grandpa, and your grand, what the fuck am I saying?
Grandma.
You want the grandfather, right? And I was like, I don't have grandparents.
What about Mochoka?
Is she a man?
Oh, never mind.
I was like, I don't have grandparents.
You don't have men grandparents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or grand, sorry.
You don't have men.
Grandfathers. Yeah. Grandfathers. Sorry.
Honestly, you don't have men in your family at all. Like, it's just you.
There's two.
You and your...
Three, four.
Oh.
Five, no, not again.
Five.
You're like two, like, three, four, five.
Five out of one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Out of 10 girls. 5 out of 10 girls.
Yeah.
Nice ratio there. 2 to 1.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it's even worse in your house. It's like 1 to 1,000. Like, guided girls in your house.
It's 1 to 3. 1, 2, 3.
My fairy sisters don't live anymore. But when they did.
Oh, yeah, it was 1 to 4. Fucking sucked. But yeah, it was so depressing.
Raiders here. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Representing.
They were just all like, yeah, my grandparents are dead. And there's this old guy. And I was like, so I don't have grandparents.
I am
just
a grandparent.
Oh, my God. Just interview, like, some old guy.
Yeah, street. Yeah. Well, it had to be relatives. And it's supposed to be, like, before the 1980s. Like, they were born.
My dad was born before the 1980s.
So, like, I'm sure your dad was too.
Yeah, like, yeah. My dad was 79.
Yeah. But,
I think I was born in 57.
And so she was like, you have to put, like, a 2 or 3 minute video in.
50s.
Nice.
You're supposed to put, like, a video of, like, an event that happened. What?
He was just like, yeah, oh my god, my dad was born for the 80s. He was born in 79. I'm just like, my dad was born in 57.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, my dad's old. It's okay.
My mom was born in the 60s.
Nice. Your mom doesn't look that old. I still think she's like 30-something.
30-something.
I'm just like, aren't you 40? She's like, I'm 50.
She acts like she's 60, I swear.
Oh my god, remember when I would spend the night and then we'd wait for her to fall asleep to do stuff, but she would not go to sleep until like 3 in the morning. Like, we'd walk outside, like, is your mom asleep? Her light would be on and we'd see her like moving around at 2:30 in the morning. We're just like,
just waiting.
We're like, lady, go to sleep.
Or we'd, you know, we think she's asleep.
And then
we're like cooking food and she calls us and she's like, what's going on in there?
Or like, she'd come down and she's like, hey guys, and we're just like, ah!
It's 4 in the morning.
What are you up? Why are you doing up? And then, and she would still go to work at, like, 8 in the morning the next day.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, would never fail. 7:40, like, 7:30, she'd be up cooking. I'm just like, we're up at 4 in the morning, fuck.
That's so funny. You'll stay up all night, and then she wakes up the next morning. I'm so weak.
Adults don't need that much sleep.
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make any sense. I've been having to wake up at 5:50 in the morning, 3 days a week.
Why?
For diving.
Oh, I just said for work, and I was like, drop it.
No. Drop. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Just
not worth it.
Quit. Yeah, 6 to 9. I mean, 6, yeah, 6:30 to 9. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Sucks. I leave my house, diving? And it's nighttime.
Still doing diving? Do you have competitions still?
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be once a month. Starting in October.
Yeah, no, I was looking at because I was in band, and I was looking at what's going on. And so it was like football, basketball, and those are good. Soccer, it's iffy.
Yeah.
Band is no though.
Really?
Nah.
You're like, you're not doing nothing.
Oh yeah, football's back in full force. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
They always post in the locker room like all the time.
I know.
But y'all really still.
Are they allowing people in the stadium?
I don't think they've had any actual games yet.
They have scrimmages, but it's just between themselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're not diving against different districts anymore. We're still competing, just not on the same days. So like, Northside will dive like one day, and then like Northeast will dive like the next week, and then they'll just from the scores there. They'll
just compare
them.
Interesting. Yeah, so we're not. So it's actually like not as nerve wracking because I think it's Northeast. They're beasts. Like they're full grown men. Like they're high schoolers. They look like they're 30. I'm just like, why are you 6'2 with a full chest of hair? And they're just like,
have you seen Judson?
Oh.
You seen them though?
Mm-hmm.
Like 35-year-old, I swear.
Literally.
Like LeBron James.
Oh my gosh.
Or like Steel, and I forgot what the other school was. Mm-hmm. Like my friend's dad, he's a ref.
Like
he's,
Travis. Yeah. Lake Travis, dude. Mm-hmm. There's like I remember seeing like because they do like newscasts at like Lake Travis in Austin, right?
Yeah.
Of their like their practice, and this dude has a full blown beard, like a hair, and he's just like he's like, ripped, and he's like how he is not 17.
He's like
that's scary.
I'm a sophomore. He's like huh.
But when they're 30, they're gonna look like 60.
Oh my god. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, and my friend's dad isn't small. He's like 5'7". He's like not tall, but he's like pretty stocky.
Yeah, and then there's Alan.
He looked like a baby. Like, imagine me standing next to Travis. That's how it looked for him comparing standing next to the football players. Even the skinny ones, huge.
What are they feeding y'all over there?
Literally.
Roy? Did you hear about you probably didn't, but there was this kid. This QB in San Antonio who wanted to transfer to Judson.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't let him.
Just for the sports?
Huh?
Just for, like, the sports.
Well, he wanted to transfer to Judson so he could, you know, it's a better program.
Yeah.
And he's a really good player, but they wouldn't let him. So then he went to a private school.
I didn't hear about that, but that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't they let him? They didn't want him?
It's...
because you can't recruit while you're in high school. Like, it's...
No, you can relocate like that. But it was... There was a situation.
That's what Kayvon did.
It was... I can't remember why they didn't let him.
It's also because, like, you're, like, where you live, too. Like, you can't, like, mm-hmm. live here and then go, like...
Yeah.
Somewhere mm-hmm. else, like...
Like, super far.
A lot of people have
Jensen's
to, like...
far from here.
A lot of people have to, like, lie about it.
Yeah.
I remember this one kid. She would use, like, her dad's... I think her dad owned, like, a dojo or something. Like the dojo's address just to go to one school.
Yeah,
it made no sense. I was like, you definitely have to drive 30 plus minutes to get to school.
The fuck? Did you hear that?
Hear what? It's already been 30 minutes. That's like crazy.
Mechanical word.
Oh, I look like a fetus.
Oh, yeah, it's so small.
I hate looking at myself now.
You do look like a fetus.
Because you look tiny.
Oh, baby. Nico.
I'd like to play baby pigs.
Are you sure you don't want to take care of any social medias?
Huh?
Any of the social medias you want to, of the Rinky Dinky Boys?
Fine, I'll add the Instagram to my thing.
No, what?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Like, you want to control one?
Yeah, then I'll take the Instagram.
Victor's got the Instagram.
Fuck, the Instagram's easy. What about Twitter?
You can take Twitter.
Can I tweet?
Huh?
Tweet?
Yeah. I've been tweeting. Like, you want to see what
I've
been doing?
Yeah, I've seen you. I follow. I've seen your tweets.
Yeah.
I've seen your retweets and, like, you reply to different people. It's kind of funny.
We got a shout-out.
From who?
I don't know.
Oh. What?
From who?
I was like, hoes. Still, we never speak. We never speak?
Yeah, we never speak. I'm not being the spiders anymore. I'm
by Oklahoma Side Podcast.
Nice. Not Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Side. They covered homicides in Oklahoma.
Nice. We're gonna get all the killers.
Like, for podcasts in the podcast industry, true crime
mm-hmm.
is like the big.
Really?
Like they're like taking over podcasting.
Because everybody loves like, murder.
Yeah, I know.
Right? And
murder on my mind.
And so like, I was following these podcasts, right? So I could you know get in the game.
Yeah. For sure.
And then. As I was doing that, all I saw for like 2 days was true crime podcasts, just like
really?
Like Oklahoma Side, murder on the street or like
that's
murder
crazy.
Was the case and stuff like this. And I was like, what the fuck? What is all this?
That's crazy. Everyone be murdered all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We love murder.
Kai listens to a a true crime podcast.
Really?
Has Guy listened to our podcast? All of y'all's podcasts or whatever?
Not all of them.
Not the Spanish one.
Clearly. But she hasn't so listened to all of them, but she has.
Good lord.
What? Whitey people.
It's so funny just saying white people. Just like blaming something for white people is so fun. It's because you're white.
So funny, y'all are like the whitest looking people ever.
Literally.
What? Us? What?
Yeah, because y'all look so white.
Oh, yeah.
Vibes.
Dude, our kids are just gonna
be... This man's got blue eyes and everything. What color are yours?
They're brown.
So, yeah, this John just keeps falling.
You keep fucking it?
Nah.
Nico, good lord.
Oh my god.
They tried to eat me, sorry.
Have y'all played Among Us?
Oh, no. I refused to download it.
Why?
I don't know. Because my friend Vic told me to download it, and I'm very upset with him right now, so I was like, nah, fuck it.
So we're never speaking.
Yeah, we never speak. That's our new thing. We just, whenever something happens, we're like, we never speak.
Okay.
Yep. Because
yeah, so.
Everybody likes to take my middling.
So that's the only reason why you want to download it?
Oh, honestly, and because I'm just too lazy. Okay. Well, honestly, I would. Is it fun?
Yeah, it is.
Do you play, like, by yourself or with friends?
I play by myself because I have no friends. But that's what's been keeping me from doing my work.
Oh, nice. You know what's been keeping you from doing my work?
Huh.
Everything, like
makes sense.
TikTok, rolling around in bed, just staring at my screen. I'm just like, I'm gonna take a nap.
Follow the podcast on TikTok.
Oh, wow, you made a TikTok?
I think I did.
Well, I was getting banned tomorrow. So
apparently,
yeah. It's crazy. I'm just like, all right.
That sucks. Better not actually get banned.
I know, you're going to have nothing to do on
that. Oh, it is getting banned.
You're so mean.
It's a joke.
Tomorrow's the 22nd.
Right? I was seeing that they were saying, like, if there's no deal, then it's going to get banned. But
yeah, just
Trump
no
was
deal.
Saying that, like, he
okay.
wants to
TikTok is being a little stupid, okay? Because they had an offer from Oculus, from Microsoft, and I think from Apple. Took none of them.
Oh, what the hell?
Well,
just
because
they don't want to sell to an American company?
That's the only way that they could stay in America.
Right, mm-hmm. But they just don't want to sell it to an American company?
Well, there's a U.S. branch.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh, you want to know what comes up on her For You page? It's hilarious.
Oh.
So she's on teacher TikTok. She's on mom TikTok. She's on... What else are you on?
I'm on lots of TikToks.
Literally. Like, I'll go through her liked, and she'll, like, show me the things she liked. So there's things about, like... Where to get your discount school supplies for teachers. There's,
Or I have haul TikToks, like Amazon, Target, all that. And then I have, this coupon TikTok. Coupon TikTok hits different. It's just a bunch of couponers, which I love, honestly. I love my For You page. And now I have cars. I'm on car TikTok.
Cars one is the only cool one.
I'm
just playing.
Never speak. I'm on sad
Never
TikTok.
Speak.
I'm on all the TikToks.
Literally.
On the podcast TikTok I have, I'm on Airsoft TikTok and
nice.
Among Us TikTok.
Nice.
And Airsoft TikTok,
mm-hmm.
It's so fucking dark.
Really?
They're just angry kids.
Wow. That's
yikes.
Crazy.
I'm sure you've seen this one, but you know the one where this guy just drills some kid in the back?
Oh my god.
What?
Uh-huh.
No.
That's crazy.
You haven't seen that one?
No.
No.
And so he's just like, he's got the GoPro like on his head, and he's like, he just like looks left and right and looks at the kid and just fucking drills him.
Oh my
Damn.
Gosh.
That's crazy.
What are you on?
And then,
I know, you're on some creepy stuff.
Yeah,
and
what's
then,
your TikTok?
And then you put it down and he's like, he just says nothing. And everyone's like, why'd you do that? What the fuck? Why? And
oh my
like,
god.
What?
Did you hear that this guy was, went live on Facebook and committed suicide and it made it on TikTok?
Oh yeah, and it was all over TikTok.
Yeah, and then so Facebook didn't deem it inappropriate enough to take it down, so they let him stream it. So his suicide got streamed and it got on TikTok.
Yep, by like a bunch of people reposted.
Did he not
it.
Actually like show himself?
Like, I've never seen
no,
it.
No, he was literally sitting there and just like...
Was it a fat guy?
Hmm?
Fat guy.
He has like a beard.
Oh.
Like a full beard. And like
it.
He looks kind of older.
There was something like that, but about this guy who, he was sad, he was sad because a celebrity didn't love him or something.
Oh my gosh.
And so he sent this to the celebrity He was like, I'm killing myself so I can see you in heaven, or so I can be with you in heaven, and then just blew his hands out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it was super graphic, I don't like it. But you could hear like the blood spill out of his head.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm not on that TikTok.
I'm not on that. Damn. Either. Speaking about, this makes me hungry.
I know I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Definitely just, this guy killed himself. I'm hungry.
Go get food.
You like monkey brains?
Yeah. No.
Oh, well, it's called monkey bread, but during Halloween, I call it, or during the spooky seasons, we call it monkey bread, or monkey brains.
What's monkey bread?
It's like, fuck.
I feel like I've had it.
It's like, fuck. Like cherry cobbler, almost. Mm. Kind of.
So like pie?
No.
Is it cobbler pie?
No.
What? Too many things.
I don't know how to explain it. It's called, but we, it's called monkey bread. We call it monkey brains in the spooky seasons.
Nice. Sounds fun.
We give it an extra dye of red for fun.
Nice.
Very fun. So you want some monkey brains? You're like, huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
I've been doing really bad.
So I started working out again, and then...
Oh, crap.
Again? When did you stop?
Like 2 months.
What?
Hasn't been
have
on,
not been working
on
like,
that grind,
yeah,
or whatever the kids say.
But yeah, so like this whole month I've been working out a lot more. It's pretty fun. I like did my own like workout routines and like.
You're still putting it on Snapchat?
Okay.
You're still putting it on Snapchat?
I haven't in a while.
It's motivation, Nico?
It's not motivation, Nico. It's just saying my progress.
Huh?
It's definitely no. I will not turn into Marcela.
Oh no!
Will not do
motivation,
it.
Motivation, Nico! I just realized that was a reference to. Marcella's Instagram.
I will.
Motivation.
I will literally end all my social media accounts.
Why?
I will not.
Because you don't want to become motivation, Nico.
I will not be.
Why? You're so motivated.
I will not be hashtag Latina Moms Fitness.
Oh my gosh. She literally like hashtags it for people who like. Never mind.
No, that's a big hashtag.
Yeah, not the hashtag Latina Moms.
She has a Twitter.
Literally.
She has a Twitter, right?
I don't know. Apparently she stalks my things on Twitter. Because I went through my followers. I'm like, not Marcela. Block.
No, but like the motivation Marcela.
No, it's on right? Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought I saw it on Twitter. But.
Her Facebook post? Gold.
Oh my god. Not the Latina mom selfie.
Literally. I like
how
her
moms
just
like take a selfie just like this. Like super high up.
Just terrible angle. The mom thing, apparently.
Literally. Oh, sorry. I was, like, super close.
Whoa, look at all my tiny pigs.
Oh, my God. Show him all your tiny pigs.
Look at all my tiny pigs.
Oh, there's people.
300. Oh, oh there's people.
Yeah. Whenever we're bored, you're like, you want to play with tiny pigs?
Yes, the game is called Tiny Pigs.
Yep.
What is it?
Actually what
called.
Really
I can't
called?
Remember.
Really
I can't
called?
Remember what it's
449
called.
449 tiny pigs.
Can you see what it's really called?
It's called City, or it's called Crowd City.
It's actually very entertaining.
I think I deleted it not too long ago.
I've gotten so bored. I started like gambling and stuff on like games.
Again?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's still getting worse. Yeah.
He's downloading more.
Getting worse.
Yeah. I look up. I'm like games to make you money.
Look, I just got an ad for Postmate. Listening.
Wow.
It wants us to get food.
Oh wait, go to my game and like do my balls.
Oh.
Do your balls, what?
So I have a pinball game that you play and then it gives you like cents for if you hit certain tokens and if you reach $100 you can cash out. I'm at $95. Are they all, what are they, yellows?
Hmm. Yeah, yellows? They're all yellows.
Okay, so just shoot them all and then just, oh, just wait until tomorrow. Yeah, it knows I'm close. So it's not giving me.
You think they're just gonna make another TikTok?
Like
another
app like TikTok? Now.
That's what she said. No, like they might another app.
Well
like
there's already I mean Instagram that. Did Reels, but like
yeah, that they're gonna come up with something that's the same as TikTok.
And then there's Trills.
But nah,
I don't
trailer.
Know what happened to that. But I mean I want a TikTok, but horizontal.
Interesting.
I like those videos where it's like turn your phone this way on the beat, and then I turn it, and I'm like, it's something cool, and it's so trippy. Like, it's mainly with cars. It's like turn your phone in 3, 2, and it's like a really cool car, and it's like rotating.
Yeah.
Oh, my For You page is cars, grilling, sad,
grilling.
Workout.
Why grilling?
I don't know. I'm on meat TikTok.
Meat TikTok. Oh, dude,
yes,
I got there.
I am also on meat TikTok. And I'm on cleaning TikTok.
Oh my god, not cleaning TikTok.
Yo, yeah.
Kaya's on baby TikTok.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, I'm also on baby TikTok.
No. Just kidding.
Do you get the
baby
I want
Franklin?
Baby. No.
Oh.
I want baby. Like the text.
No.
I get that one so much.
Nah.
She
goes,
put baby in me.
Oh. No, you just tell me, you're like, we should have a kid. I'm like, nope. You're like, what would you do if I stopped taking birth control? I just don't tell you.
I say that all the time. But I always ask questions like that. Like, what would you do if I had no skin?
Oh, you know what's a big one? That was trending
for a while? Did you ask him what would he do if you were warm?
God damn it, I was about to say that. I hate with all my tiny heart.
You know, like, I like to fuck around with Kaya, so I go, oh, I will squish you.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh.
I tell her I tied her a string to drag her around.
But my new favorite one is what he would do if I had no skin.
She asked me that too.
You would have to keep me wet all the time. You would have to keep me moist so my muscles don't dry out. And then it would become beef jerky.
Or she asked me that too. And then that one, I don't remember, but it wasn't the right answer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And, I always don't say the right answer. I get in trouble.
Hate.
Did you get the one where it was like, if I was never born, would you still date someone else? Or something like that?
Babe.
She hasn't hit you with that one?
Nope.
Okay, so.
God damn it, I actually will.
Kaya.
If I was never born, would you just be with somebody else?
No, I would not. I would be single forever.
Hate. You're a liar.
But there was a TikTok where it was like, so if I wasn't born, would you just go with someone else? And the guy was like, if you weren't born, how would I know if I loved you or not? Like, like I don't know, maybe I would.
Oh my god.
And then it was a big deal.
And yeah, and then she got.
Because it's very important.
And then she was like, I'm just gonna go to bed.
Oh my god.
If we never met, would you be with someone else?
Yeah. Would you?
I was actually with someone else before we met.
Okay. I guess that gives me my answer, and that's why we never speak.
Kaya asked me that, and I go, I would never go with anyone else other than you. You are my one and only.
Oh no!
And then she was like, "Oh, so you're patronizing me?"
Oh no!
I was like, "No!"
Like, can't ever say anything right. No, sometimes I get bored and I say like the wrong thing just for fun.
Yeah, that's how I was for a little bit, and I was like, I'm just not gonna deal with it.
Yeah, for a while, she'd be like, we're gonna go to the store and get gummy bears, and you're gonna have to hold a gummy bear around and take me around just so I can see how you treat me.
Exactly. We still need to do that. Do you wanna go today?
Nope.
I'm just gonna start using a Cheeto because we always forget to go get gummy worms. So you can pretend
I'm gonna eat
worm.
It.
Do you hold her bags?
What? Like her bag?
No, when she goes shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, oh no, I actually like holding the bags because it looks like I bought stuff, so I'm just like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, I'm not broke, what do you
I'm
mean?
I'm like, I'm not broke, look at this H&M bag, and it has like a
look at this
brands.
Victoria's Secret bag.
I'm just like, honestly, this looks fire. Makes my butt look.
Yeah, I don't let Kaya hold anything.
Go likes to let me hold his stuff when he goes shopping.
I'm like, hey, baby, you wanna hold? Oh, yeah, when it's my turn to go shopping, I'm like, hey, baby, you wanna hold this? She's like,
What do you shop for?
Well, okay, because, like, most times when we go to the mall, like, either I'm broke or I don't really want anything, so we always just go and, like, go to her stores and just, like, walk around, just spend time, right? But the other day, like, I actually needed stuff. I was like, hey, let's go to the mall. So we're going, and so, like, it was, like, a me shopping day. So I was doing all the things she'd do. Like, I'd go and I'd look around at all the clothes, and I'd be like, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And I'd grab, what she does is she grabs a whole bunch of stuff, like, that she likes, and then at the end, we put it on a rack, and then we decide what we need and we don't need, right? To not spend that much. So I did that too, and it was very fun. But
and I held the bag.
Yep,
and the drink.
We're trying to move out, but
yeah, I know. Together.
Well, with Victor.
Like all three of you.
Yeah.
Vibes. Add us two. We're trying to move out too.
What is that? A three bedroom.
I'm trying to live at home rent free. Oh. I don't have no problems with my dad.
I'm the cool.
I don't have a problem with my mom either. I just don't.
No,
yeah. But I'm still in school, like
honestly,
high school.
I'm like, close.
I mean, that too.
If I was not broke,
you'd be.
Speaking
I'd be
of high school, what are you gonna do after high school? Have you given it thought?
Taking the free route, I'd be still. Taking the free route. I'm taking advantage of my 3 free years.
No, it means like where you're gonna live.
Oh, where am I gonna live?
No, I meant college.
You meant college?
What do you mean 3 free years?
Yeah, so our graduating the class of 2021.
What the fuck? Are you kidding?
If we live in Bear County, we get 3 free years at Northwest Vista.
At any Alamo
at
college.
At any Alamo college.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So I'm definitely taking advantage
Vista,
of that.
Vista, I want that.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, turn in your essay.
Well, I don't
turn it. Go work on your essay.
Shut up. But yeah,
you made me drop out of my classes.
Yeah, and then so I was talking to this guy that already went to college. Sorry, he was in Vista like at the moment, and he's like, yeah, so once if you go into Vista and then plan to transfer from Vista to a real college, your high school like SATs and stats don't like they're not as important as what you get in.
Nope.
That's he said that he did that and he got it. He's in UTSA right now.
So yeah, I mean SATs only really matter on the universities. Down the colleges don't care about that. But they use your SAT to place you in like better math or the math class that you need.
Yeah, that's kind of how he explained it.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't take your SATs, they have a test that you can take, and then they'll.
But yeah, but he.
And then from there, it's just all about your GPA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he was explaining. Mm-hmm. He's like, honestly, like, because he lives with his girlfriend, so they both, like, went the same route. And he's like, honestly, we, like, did, like, really bad in high school. Like, not, like, terrible, but, like, not the best, right? They didn't do best on, like, their scores. But they made it up in college with their GPA and their, like, test scores. And then so they were able to get, like, a tiny scholarship for UTSA. So it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's definitely better.
There's some... Some people that went to Alma colleges and made it big.
Yeah. I'm saying, oh, y'all going to UTSA just for no reason to learn the same things? I'm chilling.
Well, it's a bit more. It's a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, like, I was, you know, remember, I was planning, doctor. I was planning to go to tech, right? I looked at the starting math classes. It's calculus.
Oh.
I haven't done calculus. I'm in pre-calculus right now. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I'm in the pre-calculus level. So.
I was supposed to take pre-cal last year. But I'm done.
I took pre-cal sophomore year.
Anyway. Just because you're smart.
No. I'm just good at math. Not smart.
Smart, don't know how to act.
It's just math. Or. Nah. I feel like I just do well in school, but I'm not actually, like, smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't, like, really realize that, like, high school. Like, all the years of high school. Is what gets you into college. I thought it was...
Oh, it's not just the last semester of senior year.
Yeah, or your junior year. And, like, yeah. I didn't know that. And I was already at the end of my sophomore year. And I was like, well, fuck, I'm just going to have fun.
Yeah, so this year I don't have a math class.
Oh, look, too. I don't have a math class this semester.
Me neither.
You know what's really funny? So...
Just because I got all my credit.
You know how many classes, how many real, like, actual classes I'm taking?
Four.
Four.
I'm so mad that you don't have any classes. I literally only needed 3 credits to graduate.
I don't.
All I would have had to take was 3 classes.
Yeah.
And yet I have, like, a full schedule.
Yeah, the only credits I have are the ones I need. Like, my last English, my last, like, science, my last my last history, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, last year I took 2 math classes. Because I decided to fail half the semester in sophomore year. So I took the whole year of math. So, and that counted as my last credit. And
maybe
then...
you still never even got to...
Oh yeah, my highest degree of math was Algebra 2.
Not Algebra 2. No, I'm making fun of you.
Oh yeah, no, like after, because I was like fucking around after junior year, like I was taking like AP World History my sophomore year, and I was like, yeah, fuck this, I'm just gonna have fun. So I took regular classes from the rest on, I'll just go through Vista, you know, fuck it.
I know I'm fucking myself right now, because so AP Bio, it's not hard. It's just it's a lot of reading. Like it's not you have to learn anything. Just read the text and the answers are there. But I'm not reading anything, right? But since it's virtual, whenever we do tests or any assignments, I just have it on one screen on my phone. I look everything up, and even on timed test, I'll exit the test and it'll pause it for me. And whenever I have the answer, I'll go back in. So it takes me a little bit longer, but I get a better grade without having to read. But I know damn well as soon as we go back,
you're gonna be
I'm not gonna know shit. So I'm like, right now I'm debating, I'm like, damn it, should I start reading?
Yeah, me too.
That's how I feel about Earth and Space.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm trying to read, but then when I get in, it takes me like 10 minutes to read one page. I'm like,
so the thing is, like, I could like easily get like all the reading done within like such a short period of time because I literally read super fast. Mm-hmm. I just like don't have the discipline to actually go look it up and find the slides and scroll through slides, even though it's literally not that much work, but I just hate
music trying. Appreciation is not what I thought.
Oh,
I had to read a textbook, bro. I had to read chapters and I was like,
I thought I was just gonna be listening
to music and just talking about it.
Yeah, you walked in the first days, you're like, so,
well, like,
amigos.
Betty Wop.
Just turned on my camera.
Yep.
Well, not even. It's like I thought. Well, it said that it had like the dates and where to go. You know, it said Zoom, and then she just changed it to fully online, so we don't even meet.
I know you walked in, tried to be all smart. You're like, so Beethoven, and they're just like, read the book.
Yeah, we're not even talking about classical. We're talking about jazz.
Oh, good, not jazz. Just kidding. Jazz is actually pretty enjoyable.
You like it?
I actually do.
I like jazz.
Me too.
I
don't like it's it. Very peaceful. I used to like. When I was like doing stuff, I listened to jazz, but I didn't want to like hear real songs. It was actually very, very fun.
Rather listen to town music or banda. Banda's pretty much jazz, a little bit. It's just not so improvised.
Did it be my phone?
Yes. Hold on, I'm playing my tiny pigs.
Oh.
Oh, but what are you gonna major in? What are you gonna major in? Don't know yet.
Business, something.
Business.
Honestly, I don't know. I know, like, I'm taking my last year of business practicum, and it's a two-hour block. But I can tell you right now, if you ask me anything about business, I'm just like, okay.
No.
Like, I've taken business, something, business law. What was the last year's?
Business
and finance.
Business management. It was business management.
Freshman year was finance. The sophomore was business law, so it was a lot of court stuff.
And business then, law?
Like, yeah. Like, I learned a lot of court stuff.
Like,
to get a business and how you have to go through, like...
Oh, I thought you meant, like...
Like, lawyer stuff?
Fucking law school. I was like, what the fuck?
It was, like, borderline. Because I learned about, like...
That's what
I had to read, like, trials. I had to learn about, like...
I'm kind of, like... How Red Bull advertised you'll get wings. And then... They got sued for that, like that kind of shit.
Yeah, like
HR
lines.
Stuff.
But it was fun.
Oh shit! TikTok is here to stay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yay!
Did you get the notification on Twitter, like Twitter news or whatever?
No, I got on TikTok.
Oh, what? Yay! I knew it wasn't gonna go away. I was not worried. Maybe for a little bit, but what are you doing? Are you done? I want to play 10 bit.
I took 3 years of engineering in high school. And I'm not gonna say I didn't learn shit because I did, but I mean.
Mm-hmm. And you're not doing engineering in college?
I am.
Oh.
Well, I'm not taking the engineering class, mm-hmm. but because online. But
yeah.
That's what I'm majoring in.
Why is my mom so mad? She's like, y'all still at Knicks? I thought you had done that at 7.
Well, that was the plan, and then...
We were.
I was like,
we
why
did.
Why
it's
are you
still
mad?
Going
it's
on.
Only 9. See, like, this is what I'm talking about, like... Like, for no reason. But she let me go to a party, and I was supposed to be back super late and not even come home. And she's like, okay, have fun. Be safe. But no, I come to Knicks. And she's like...
Well, did you tell her about all that? Until, like, I'm not going to come back until super late.
I told her, I was like, oh, I'm going to go to a party with my friend's mom, and we're going to spend the night at Vic's, and we're not come back until late, because...
It doesn't start until
late. Yeah, it doesn't start until late, and then
did you tell her when you're going to be back today? There it is.
I told her, I was like, oh, it's probably going to take, like, an hour.
I tell her all that hurts. I'm like, hey, I'm at Kaya's. When do you come back? I'm not sure, but I'll let you know.
Okay, I do that, too.
I'm on my way, Mom.
No, I do that. Exactly. But it's just recently it's been very worse.
You know, because of that, I've been doing that for years, by the way. Mm-hmm. And because of that, she lets me go whenever I want now. I text her 11:59. Hey, I'm gonna go with Vic to the gas station. We're gonna get some Bang. I'm like, oh, okay. What's Bang? I was like, it's an energy drink. Oh, okay.
What's Bang?
What's Bang?
That's how my dad is. I feel like my dad just, like, trusts me so much that it's not, like, a big deal.
And then
the only thing he cares about is that I'm not home late on school night. Because he doesn't want me to, you know, he wants me to wake up the next day for school. That's really all he cares about.
But I don't tell her when I go to work. I forget.
And she's like, where are you? And you're like,
Oh, I'm at work.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like on and off. So like for a while it was like that. I'm like, hey mom, I'm gonna go pick Amanda, we're gonna go to the mall and just hang out. She's like, okay, have fun, be safe. Or she'd be like, be home at 10. Like that was like the most. Or she'd be like, I need you to do this. I was like, cool. But recently it's been like even worse.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey mom, I'm gonna go do this. Why are you leaving? Why do you have
to... Why can't you just stay home?
Yeah, she's like, why do you have to go out every day? Like, why are you always out so late? I'm like, mom, it's 10. She's like, okay, and?
You say that was recently? Like, this has happened recently?
This past, like, 2 weeks, it's been awful.
Oh, okay, yeah, never like, mind. Extra I was about to say, like, you said, like, since no. quarantine started. No. I'd be like, wow.
2 weeks.
No, been, like, especially, like, when quarantine started, she didn't...
She was even, like, more relaxed. Okay, so when quarantine, like, really, really started, she was, like, really concerned for, like yeah. being safe. But, like, after a while, she was like, okay, like, that's fine. Like, you can leave and, like, just, like be safe, whatever.
My mom didn't want me to leave the house.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, she didn't want us to do anything.
It's like, oh, my God, you're not gonna get food?
Yeah. For a while, we didn't go over there because she didn't want us to give it to her, I guess. So we were staying at your dad's for, like, a while.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Yeah, I don't like being anywhere around them.
So sad. It's so, like, disappointing that happened.
Yeah, honestly.
It'll pass.
Yeah,
I'm sure. But, like, I'm just chilling.
Yeah, but it's just, like it happened for, like, no reason. It's just, like...
Everyone's so
this definitely could have been avoided, but okay.
I forget that I'm 19. I just remember that because Kaya turned 20.
I forgot. Yesterday. She's a little bit older than you.
Huh?
She's, like, you're about to turn 22, right? I mean...
Yeah, she turned 20 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
But
oh, you turned 19 this year.
You went to the beach with me.
Yep, we all went.
we always talk about that. Like, that was so fun.
Yeah, that was such a fun trip. We have to do that again
sometime. It was a bit stressful for me.
Why?
That at school.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't that bad. Come on.
But, yeah, she turned 20, and I was like, damn, you're so old. And then she's like, you're younger. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm 19.
Oh, my gosh. The whole time you're like, I'm 17. You're an old lady.
I think, I don't remember what was happening, but I think a cop asked me how old I was, and I was like, I'm 18. And he showed him my ID, he's like, you're 18. I was like, oh, I'm 19.
Sorry.
Sorry. I forgot.
What happened to that time we all got pulled over in Kaya's car? Remember?
Oh, that cop never put in he never, like
submitted a...
Uh-huh. And so I never had to go to court.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
I remember she was so mad.
Yeah.
It was my fault.
Yeah, you didn't turn on your lights.
That was a bad moment.
Well, it's not that I didn't turn on the lights. I turned them off by accident. Because, okay, whoever designed that car is stupid. Because they put the light thing where you go for the blinker. So I would hit it, and it would turn. It would turn off.
Oh, so, like, the little knob was at the same place. So if you hit it, okay, that makes sense.
And then it'll turn.
Maybe you just don't. Slap the blinker, just
That's the engineer's fault.
Oh no! When he started driving, oh my god! I swear to God, he was gonna break the blinker. Like he would go from like down here and just go, like his hand would come off and up, and then he'd put his hand back on the wheel. I'm just like,
and the mirror's just like,
just in case. Or down was even worse. He'd go
and just like
slam. A lot of time,
slap the shit out of it.
When like I'm turning and I had to turn again, I would go.
Oh yeah, as he was turning, he's like, "Pop!" Hits it so hard. It was like so loud. It was so funny.
That's so funny.
Learning to drive with you was hilarious.
When?
Because it took you a while.
Huh?
Remember, like we started learning like around the same age, like around the same time.
Uh-huh. I mean, you weren't in like school, but I was.
But. Yeah, but I remember like you would like when you were learning to drive. It was so funny. It was such a funny experience.
But I mean, you were already driving with your dad.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, my dad thought it was a good idea let me drive at 13.
Yeah, my dad used to let me drive when I was, like, 11.
Oh, I Well.
And then I just stopped right. like wanting
but
to.
But when I was in Peru and I was like 9, my dad let me behind the wheel a little bit.
Isn't that scary?
Huh?
Isn't that kind of scary? Like,
well, traffic? It was in the neighborhood. It wasn't. Oh, it wasn't okay. the street.
I'm sorry.
It was
traffic.
Oh yeah. Holy shit, that would be terrifying.
And now I'm like so in scared Peru. Of driving.
Huh?
Yeah. So you know how like I have to like kind of like jump in traffic now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's worse. Like when I went with my dad, he'd be like sitting, and then all of a sudden just like boom, like my head would go back, and I'd be like, bruh.
In
like,
Peru?
Just to get in, yeah, just to get in the lane, or like he'd switch lanes, and there'd be a space like there's like two cars, and then you know, one of them slows down a tiny bit, and he just like shoves in there. I was like, you're gonna hit him. He's like, no, I'm chilling. There's like this much space between the bumpers. It's like, yeah,
I hate that.
The last time I was in Peru, straight off the, like, we got out, get out the airport on the highway, whatever it was, almost got in a crash. The bus, big ass bus, switched lanes into our lane. Like, we were in there, his blind side or whatever, and the taxi was like, just like that. And I was like, what the fuck? And all he did was beep, beep, beep past beep. Him. And I was like,
literally. Or, like, one time my aunt pulled out a knife on a guy because she cut him off. And he, like, got out of his car. He's like, or because they're, like, almost hit each other. And he got out, like, being all mad. He's like, you're such an idiot. She literally, like, got out, pulled out a knife. She's like, huh? He was like, oh, shit.
I'm gonna go back to my car.
I remember you telling me a story about your cousin being chased by a clown in Peru. And then, like he kind of, like, ran into a car and the car pulled out a gun to the clown.
There's a story where my aunt sliced someone all four of someone's tires because she parked in front of her.
Oh, I wasn't talking about on the podcast. I was talking about like years
yeah,
ago.
I know.
You told me this.
I don't remember.
I remember that so vividly. I remember like hearing that and like playing it in my head and just seeing the like Ronald McDonald like banging on the fucking window and the dude just pulls out a gun.
Not Ronald McDonald.
And he's like, whoa, okay, I'm sorry.
I can't believe that whole clown thing happened in 2016. That's so crazy.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Why did things like that happen? Like, who's just like, let's go dress up in clowns and stand in the middle of the highway and terrorize people? Like, a whole group of people, because it was, like, every day there were clowns.
And then that, sightings. Like, influenced It, the movie It.
Oh, yeah, that's so crazy to me.
I mean, it was a show. Like,
that started in San Antonio,
didn't
it?
Yeah, it did.
That started in San Antonio, right?
Yeah. It was mostly just in
San
Antonio.
It was because by the railroad, someone was like, they saw a clown, like, under the tracks or something.
Yeah, but it was a thing, like,
San
like
Antonio.
Years ago, too.
San Antonio's weird.
I don't know. But we should
Austin's weird.
Leave pretty soon.
Oh, yeah?
At least so we can, like, get food, too.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
I feel like we've talked a good amount.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do we end it?
Would you say bye?
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Had fun.
Have a nice day and be safe and don't get corona.
Let you know how my personal life goes.
We have been put on 2 new platforms. Google Podcasts and Breaker.
Go support.
Go. Follow the Instagrams and YouTubes and Twitters and TikTok.
Follow everything.
Help us grow!
Like all the pics.
Oh, God.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye. It's always so awkward leaving.
You're gonna stop it.